president of the Palestinian Unity Government, Mahmoud Abbas, met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in Cairo on Thursday to discuss the latest developments of the deadly Israeli offensive in Gaza. They issued a joint statement following their meeting. Both officials agreed on the need to reach an immediate ceasefire in the besieged enclave with the ongoing Israeli raids on Gaza in its 10th day.
Egypt had initiated some proposals to stop the war and to make some sort of settlement between the resistance and Israel. This had been made in consultation with the United States and Israel, but not with the resistance itself. So this means that this is an agreement between Egypt and the two other states.
The talks came as Israel resumed its strikes after a brief halt. On another front, following criticisms of Egypt for closing the Rafah border crossing during the bombardment of Gaza, the Egyptian military-backed government opened the border to allow a limited number of Palestinians into the Sinai to receive medical treatment. Many Egyptians felt the move was not enough and that more practical means of support need to be provided to Palestinians. In essence, Sisi has little relations with Palestinian resistance movement Hamas, unlike former President Morsi, who was able to broker a ceasefire during his rule.
The Rafah border crossing is the only window Gaza has to the outside world that is not under Israeli control. And after the destruction of most of the tunnels that had connected the Sinai to Gaza, now it is up to the Egyptian authorities to keep this window closed or open it to the victims of Israel's blatant aggression. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.